Now to the latest technology news with This Week in Tech. Joining us again is entrepreneur and technology author Steve Sammartino. Steve, welcome back to the world today.
Thanks for having me.
Now, there was news overnight of the settlement of a patent dispute between Apple and Nokia. I didn't realise Nokia was still a player in this space. What was the dispute about?
So the dispute was about a number of patents which Nokia own and control, in fact, 32 of them. And the smartphones that we use today wouldn't be possible without many of these patents. They've got some that include display, user interfaces, and video encoding, to name a few. And Apple claimed that Nokia were charging extortionate fees, but they came to an out-of-court settlement, which will be an annual fee that Apple will have to pay Nokia. And analysts are estimating that it's in the realm of hundreds of millions of dollars per annum for Nokia.
So Nokia still has considerable power in this market.
Yeah, so Nokia are still a player. They have smartphones. Their market share is very small. But they've also relaunched their 3310 phone, which has some interesting propositions compared to the smartphone. It actually launches this week.
Now, this week, another big company ran into trouble with the law. Tell us about this case against Facebook by the European Union's Antitrust Commission.
The European Union Antitrust fined Facebook $122 million US for going against a statement that they made that they said they would not merge data between WhatsApp, which was an acquisition that they made in 2014 with their Facebook data. Now, they went against that and they did take actions to merge the data of the two organisations together, and they were fined for that process. Now, Facebook said that they acted in good faith, but interestingly, they didn't decide to appeal the decision. Also, if we think about the acquisition price of WhatsApp, Facebook paid $19 billion, and this fine represents a meager 0.6% of that acquisition price. And Facebook, in the time since they've launched, have acquired more than 50 other social networking sites. So they are getting into a very monopolistic position.
So will this have any impact then on the way companies like Facebook operate?
I think the big four, Google, Amazon, Facebook and Apple, are going to come under more scrutiny from an antitrust and anti-monopoly perspective. But the reason that they've got away with it historically is that the way that they've defined their business has been different to the way that they generate their revenue. So while Google has more than 90% market share in search, which is clearly a monopolistic position, they claim that they're in the advertising business. And Google and Facebook now control 65% of all digital advertising revenue, but the businesses that they claim to be in are not social networking or search. And Facebook, as we know, has also said that it's not a media company, it's a technology company. So by the way they define their businesses, they seem to have a far lower market share. But this will become more important as the Internet of Things emerges and they start to control critical infrastructure within our homes, electricity, security, water, all of these elements. So I think we're going to see more cases of this realm bubble up.
And there's a vote coming up next month at the Federal Communications Commission in the US that could change the way people around the world use the internet. What are the commissioners voting on and why is it so critical?
The commissioners are voting on net neutrality. They recently had a vote where 2 in 3 voted in favour to dismantle net neutrality. Now, this is super important because net neutrality is a fundamental tenet and principle of how the internet should and does currently operate. What it states is that all data sent across the internet should never be discriminated, regardless of the user, the content, the website, the platform, the application, or the mode of communication. So the people who control the pipes, who are internet service providers, or ISPs as we know them, they currently have to treat all data as equal. Now, if net neutrality gets dismantled, they can change the way they treat data, and maybe even charge different organisations and different people different price points or throttle content to slow it down.
So that's something that could challenge that whole notion that the internet is free and open.
Absolutely. And it can have an impact on how we use the internet here in Australia. So a simple example might be, let's say we're watching Netflix at home and one of the internet service providers decides that they want to go into the video streaming business. Well, they might decide to slow down the speed with which we get Netflix because it comes through a certain provider, or charge another provider more money for that content that goes down and increase the prices that we pay as a consumer. So it's a really important issue with global ramifications, and it's something that I think we need to talk about here in Australia and raise it on our local agenda as well.
Finally, Steve, what's the most unusual tech innovation that you've seen this week?
Some scientists in the Technical University of Munich have developed a way for us to be able to see through walls. What they do is they've configured a way to exploit the fact that Wi-Fi signals can go through walls, and they can develop holographic images of what's on the other side of the wall using our Wi-Fi signals and developing holograms. So we'll be able to literally look at the other side of a wall and know what's in there. Now, while this might raise some interesting privacy concerns, it actually has some really great upsides for issues where there's a disaster, because we could use really tiny, small Wi-Fi antennas, as small as those that go in your smartphone, and be able to see in areas where there's problems or disasters or earthquakes. So it could have some really important health and safety ramifications.
Could spell the death of privacy, though, by the sound of it.
Absolutely. It is a scary one.
That's entrepreneur and technology author Steve Sammartino.